Welcome back to Sports Day. Nice to have your company in the West Coast Eagles Friday night footy at Optus Stadium. It's a 6:40 start and you'll hear it live right here on 882 6PR. Skeet and myself will be calling the action and it's fantastic to have the General Manager of Football from the Essendon Football Club well supported out West too. Josh, welcome to Sports Day.
Yeah, g'day Carl. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us, mate. Good win last week on a season that probably hasn't panned out the way that you would have liked, but I liked your forward line structure last week. In fact, I called the game on 6PR last Friday night, and I just felt with Jake Stringer back into the side and Harrison Jones, your structure up forward, and D'Ambrosio playing his first game didn't look out of place either.
Yeah, it was probably our most complete game for a long period of time, probably all season, and it's been slowly building, probably. Post a really disappointing effort in Sydney the last 4 weeks. We've built on and played good patches, but that was probably our most complete game last week. And as you mentioned, having a few different options up forward, so a lot has gone onto Peter Wright's shoulders this year, and he's been a great target for us, but he needs some help down there. And the guys you mentioned in Harry Jones and Jake Stringer do create great foils, and another exciting to have Massimo D'Ambrosio play his first game and then show what he can do straight away.
At selection, Nick Bryan, Kyle Langford in for his 100th game and Will Snelling into the side. Out goes Andrew Phillips, managed. Andy McGrath's injured, unfortunately. Braden Ham has been omitted. And James Stewart, the medi sub. You mentioned your most complete performance of the year, Josh, last Friday night. The frustration is it hasn't been replicated enough. I'm sure everyone at the club's trying to find a reason how and a way you can produce that on a more regular occurrence.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the challenge for every team to be consistent like that. And yeah, we just haven't had any consistency with our form. You know, there's been different reasons. Some has been personnel-wise, and then some of the early teams, the fixture we had, you know, the guys lost a bit of confidence when you've lost a few games in a row. So it was about getting back to the basics, which we did probably about a month ago, and you know, really returning to tackle pressure on the ball and contested ball being the fundamental driving force of our game plan. And off the back of that, things start to work a lot better. And in the inclusions, having guys like Snelling and Langford to come in, both experienced players, both really important role players for us, and I'm sure they'll make a big difference.
Jake Stringer, always under the microscope for his performances, and he's had an interesting season when it comes to his injuries and getting some continuity into his footy. But how important is it that he can play the role that you recruited him for, that sort of X-factor player that can turn matches?
Yeah, I think we saw just last week the impact that he can have, and he can kick a goal from nowhere. And I think the season he had, the back half of last season, he was the most dominant midfielder in the competition as well. So we want to get him back to that form, and he's built on that in the 2 weeks now he's played. So looking forward to getting back into that form and being more centre bounces, having impact around clearance and being a good goal kicker. So, yeah, very important player for us.
Nick Martin, what a start to his AFL career. He bobs up in round one with 5 goals and gets the AFL Rising Star nomination. He's a very seasoned player in Western Australia, playing those premierships for Subiaco. But, mate, he has been one of the best pickups of the season so far.
Yeah, that's right. And you guys would know him well, playing a lot of footy over here in WA. And you know, his start was unbelievable, you know, his first game, and then he missed round two with COVID. So that was a fair start to his AFL career. Not many people got to experience 5 goals in their debut, let alone their second game missing through COVID. So he's been a really important player for us. We've really liked his running ability, what he's been able to do through the midfield. He's got natural goal sense. So he's been, seamless the way he's come into his AFL career. And I know he's looking forward to coming over here and playing at Optus Stadium.
And I've got to add a couple of other younger players too, I reckon, are getting under the radar a little bit, is Archie Perkins and Ben Hobbs. They too, I think, have been really good and built their seasons. Hobbs, of course, was, I think, the round 14 Rising Star. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I reckon he was. And he's just been building nicely. And Archie Perkins, start off in the forward line, has been rotated through that midfield more recently, given that you've had a few players being rotated out there, mainly because of injury.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Ben Hobbs, he did win the Rising Star this week, which was a good reward for him for the season he has had. And often with both Archie and Ben, they're midfielders, but they do learn their craft as high half forwards and just gradually get a bit more time through the midfield. And it's been pleasing, both of those guys, when they've gone in the midfield, have looked at home. And every experience is going to be a new experience for them. They get to play against, again, a really good seasoned West Coast midfield that's going to be another test for them, and they can learn more out of that game. So every game they're playing, they're learning, they're getting better, and we think that our midfield depth is going to be a real strength of ours moving forward.
What about the West Coast Eagles, mate? Obviously, they've had their issues. They've got a few well-credentialed players back in the last couple of weeks, although there's a couple going out by the name of Sheed and McGovern. But with Rotham, Liam Ryan and Tim Kelly, a little bit more firepower there. How have you seen West Coast? And they probably played their best game, to be perfectly honest, last week.
Yeah, that's the only game we're focusing on. I mean, they've had their struggles the first half of the year, but we really focused on what they did last week, and they've got a lot more of their players on the park, still got a few guys missing that are important to them. But, look across the board, still a very good team. They've had their struggles, as I mentioned, but last week's game against Geelong, super competitive, and we're planning for their best. We're planning for all their players to be at their best, and that's the only way we can attack the game. So we're looking forward to playing tomorrow night. It'll be a good test for us.
Josh, thank you very much for your time, mate. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Josh Marnie, Essendon Football Club General Manager of footy. And I'll tell you what, all the big boys are in town. Dustin Fletcher's here.
Yes.
Former coach, of course, of Essendon. The longtime coach, Kevin Sheedy, to celebrate the club's 150th year in 2022. The Bombers are giving fans the opportunity to win a truly life-changing prize after this season. One lucky member will take home $150,000 cash through the Bomber Bonanza competition by already being a 2022 member or by signing up before July 31. Fans will go into the draw to win the cash prize, with the winner to be announced at Essendon's Round 23 match against Richmond. Sign up today at efc.com.au. Skeet, who wins this game and why?
Well, this is a big chance for the Eagles. Given the ins, and I mentioned Ryan, Kelly, Rotham, who, by the way, played a bit of ruck for West Coast in the WAFL. Not sure he'll be playing that role tomorrow night. But albeit losing Sheed and McGovern, as we know, this is a winnable game, absolutely a winnable game. Essendon have been pretty average for the whole season. West Coast are on the improve. I have tipped Essendon, but not with a lot of confidence. I'm just concerned about the defence of West Coast, the way they've given up goals this year at times. And if the big boy, Peter Wright and Jake Stringer, can combine, I think they might be able to kick a winning score. But certainly, if you're an Eagles supporter going to the footy, this is one of those matches you should have a fair bit of hope about.